Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning, and on a Tuesday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Have you noticed what the mainstream media has been ignoring? Yeah. You know, when Judicial Watch is about as boring a news outlet as there is, and when they report something, most of the time I pay attention to them simply because they're not sensationalist. And when they come out and say that there's an ISIS training base 8 miles from the Texas border in Ciudad Juarez in the Mexican state of Chihuahua, somebody ought to be taking notice of that. There, Mexican officials have found documents and Arabic schematic plans for Fort Bliss in Texas and Muslim prayer rugs. This should be important news since they look at you and I as military veterans as extremists. There are some real extremists just across the border. If you do a Google search, stories being ignored by the mainstream media. And the coverage, you know, Fox News has done some Western journalism, WorldNet, Daily Newsmax, Washington Times. That's actually more of the alternative media. It should be the mainstream, but I mean, really, when you think about it. If I were a journalist, I would be very concerned that ISIS was anywhere on my hemisphere because they behead journalists. They beheaded Japanese journalists and American journalists. Do the journalistic sleuths at the New York Times or CNN believe they would be passed by? Do they think they would be exempted? They're not going to get the short haircut. Now, what we did get was we got plenty of coverage of a small Indiana pizzeria that asked a hypothetical question about catering to a same-sex wedding. We did get plenty of Rand Paul's trumped-up war on women for daring to stand up to a pushy interviewer. ISIS, not so much. You know, ISIS has a war on gays and women. How does ISIS treat gay people? Do they refuse to cater same-sex weddings or bake gay wedding cakes? You know, really, truly, they don't fret over such trivialities. They just throw gay men off buildings or behead them and then throw them off of a building. Yet the New York Times frets over intolerance versus religious freedom. Seems that beheading in the name of religious freedom is a bit more intolerant than not baking a wedding cake. How does ISIS treat women? They published a list of rules about how women and female slaves should be treated. Non-Islamic females may be raped or beaten or both. ISIS stones women, adulterers. Men are not immune from similar fate, as ISIS isn't always sexist. They're happy to stone to death a couple on charges of adultery. It's a good thing that Rand Paul only talked back to Savannah Guthrie and didn't act like ISIS. Probably, if he had acted like ISIS, I guess NBC... which, you know, a lot of the colleagues at NBC are rumored to be involved in extramarital hijinks. They might be worried that Rockefeller Center might be getting a bunch of rocks imported. So why are they ignoring ISIS in Mexico? Why are they ignoring that? Why? Well, because covering the story would be an inconvenient truth, contradicting the assertion that the global war on terror is over, or that ISIS is on the run, or that ISIS is the JV squad. The other reason to ignore the story is because we have an open border, which is one of President Obama's initiatives, so that we get infectious diseases like tuberculosis and enterovirus D68 and the rickets, scabies. The media calls this unexplained. I just say, well, look down there. It's pretty well explained right down there. Let's go look at that shelter. Calling the attention to ISIS on our border would be a slap in the face of the president's comprehensive immigration reform plan. If ISIS commits an act of terror after they cross the border, will the press call that unexplained? Rather than reporting news of importance, news that you and I could actually use, it'd be nice to know, they've also gone into full campaign mode for the upcoming election, which is more than a year away. We got excessive ad nauseum reports on Hillary Clinton's visit to Chipotle, which was historic. Yet the news that ISIS has training camps just across our southern border is ignored. Is the purpose of the ISIS camps an Islamic version of the Habitat for Humanity? Are they training and preparing to bring mayhem to the U.S.? Terror camps on our border, I think, are a little more historic than the fact that, you know, a presidential candidate eats fast food. But not to the media fanboys. When you ignore a story, that doesn't mean it is going to go away and that it doesn't exist in the first place. Chuck Todd. Yeah, that was what I was about to say. Chuck Todd tweeted about the press. Everyone looks silly in Iowa right now about this Chase business, the press corps in the Clinton campaign. They're referring to the press corps chasing Hillary Clinton's van. What Chuck won't acknowledge, and what a lot of them won't acknowledge, and a lot of them are trying to come out right now and say, you know, this is not good. This is what she's doing is not good, and all this other stuff. As far as Hillary is concerned, the campaign machine and the press are one and the same when it comes to Hillary Clinton. I don't know why. I really don't know why. We've been on this thing about youth. We've been getting younger and younger presidents. And now we're going to go back to Hillary, who is what? How old is Hillary? I don't know how old she is. She would be the same age I think Ronald Reagan was when he took office. And everybody said Ronald Reagan was old as dirt when he was running for office. So, why is that good for her and it's not so good for everybody else? Plus, she's got this other stuff coming up, too. She's got Hillary Clinton is just cloaked in scandal. If we elect her president, I don't know. I don't know what that says about us as a people. I know that if the American gun owner will mobilize and come out, we don't have to worry about that. I know that from the numbers. If the American gun owners would come out and say, we're not going to have Killery. Yeah, let's call her Killery. We're not going to have Killery as our president. Then it wouldn't happen. It simply wouldn't happen. The numbers are simply not there otherwise. And what remains is what we will see. And, you know, there's other Democrats right now that want to challenge her and don't think it should be passed between the Bushes and the Clintons. And, you know, that's all fine and good. And, you know, E-I-E-I-O. As far as all that's concerned, I'm okay with that. But I'm just waiting to see about this ISIS business. I'm waiting to see them come across the border. And then I want to see what the media does. Maybe they'll attack a media outlet. That's horrible, isn't it? We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
All right, don't let anybody tell you that Christmas doesn't come twice a year, because now it does, at Guns80.com. All right, here's the deal. They're going to make it happen twice this year just for you. It truly is Christmas in July. That's right, Christmas in July at Guns80.com. A brand new special, a really awesome special, every day till the end of the month, through this weekend at least. Guns80.com, go to Guns80.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-877-317-6432, just like that. You know, one thing I never understood, and that's probably because nobody knew who he was at the time, but when you look back at Halloween, remember that Michael Myers wore a Captain Kirk mask, circa Wrath of Khan? I think it would be better if they took that away and substituted a David Axelrod mask, because every time I see David Axelrod, I'm just thinking, Slasher. David Axelrod, who hasn't been heard from in a few days, surfaced the other day to praise country singer Tim McGraw's commitment to play a gun control fundraiser for Sandy Hook Promise on July the 17th. Axelrod, if you remember, is the brain. He was the Karl Rove behind the Obama campaign machine, if you will. Now, Billy Currington, who is going to play that with Tim McGraw, has pulled out of this. And they're telling me that Hillary is 68, by the way. Too old. That's right, too old. McGraw is remaining steadfast in deciding to play this. Which McGraw is... You know what? Tim McGraw can do whatever he wants. I've made fun of him on Facebook. I got a picture of John Wayne going, Tim McGraw, never heard of her. He can do whatever he wants as far as that goes, but when he, you know, here's the thing, Tim. Your primary demographic in country music are, for the most part, quite patriotic people. And you getting out there and you, take your political stand, by all means. Just be like the Dixie Chicks. See how that plays. Natalie Maines, anybody. Axelrod on Twitter. Do I need to start using Twitter? Twitter seems to be it seems to be gaining prominence. But then I'd have to have people that followed me, and I think I have like three followers on Twitter. So, you know, when I'm getting out there and sending out my little missives, there'd be nobody really catching it. Axelrod, on the 20th, tweeted, gutsy move by Tim McGraw to stand up for Sandy Hook Promise. Is it really consistent to own guns and advocate for steps to protect kids? Now, notice that Axelrod's question has in it... See, Tim McGraw does own guns. While he's saying it's a gutsy move, he's also criticizing him here. And he's asserting that gun control protects kids. And that assertion is demonstrably false. The centerpiece of the Sandy Hook Promise gun control push is expanded background checks at the federal and state level. No less than Joe Manchin has come out and said that expanded background checks would not have stopped the Sandy Hook attack from taking place. That's because Adam Lanza, the Sandy Hook shooter, stole his guns. He did not purchase them. So expanded background checks would not have protected the children at Sandy Hook Elementary, and they will not protect kids in future gun-free settings. They just simply will not. Putting anything in place at this particular point is not going to put the genie back in the bottle. There is no way to fight that. The only way to fight that is to make it dangerous for the shooters, which we in concealed carry have been doing for a very long time now. And we have the stats to back us up. Don't you hate it? Armed teachers and staff and signs indicating that there are armed teachers and staff would protect kids at schools. Sandy Hook Promise opposes arming teachers and staff for self-defense. They opposed it when a law was being considered in Georgia in 2014. Now, the answer to Axelrod's question, though, his entire question, is yes. Yes, it is inconsistent to boast of owning guns the way McGraw does, then turn around and play a gun control fundraiser that will do nothing to prevent the next Adam Lanza from getting his guns, but which will certainly make it harder for a law-abiding citizen to get theirs. So good on you, Axelrod. Good to see you again, you creepy-looking... I just don't know. I just don't know. Here's the thing about background checks. We've had background checks now since the early 90s, and we know how many people have been turned down. We know how many people have been false positives as far as being criminals. We know what happens when they double check them a second time. They are then allowed to buy the gun. We also know that how many people they actually prosecute. It's background. The background check system, the way it is, it's like having a speed limit, and then having a guy with a, you know, like a megaphone on the side of the highway as you drive by, breaking the speed limit, screaming at you, "You're breaking the speed limit." Well, they knew that already. They can tell by all the cars that are going by really fast as they go past them. But they, you know, they don't go after anybody that fails a background check. They prosecuted 13 one. 13! It's not even a basketball team. And still, they get out there and they demand background checks over and over. More background checks. More background checked. More instances were background, you know, universal background checks. Every sale out there, background checks. Let's see if we can get Ben in Michigan on real quick. We got about, 90. Tell him to hold on. We'll catch him on the other side of the break. Background checks are not the answer. We didn't have as much crime before background checks. The fact that we have background checks is just indicative that the gun grabbers have gotten a toehold. And now they seek to make it wider by having universal background checks. And then they're going to lower the bar on what constitutes passing a background check and all this other stuff. All this other stuff. And that's the part that tickles me, because we already know the answer to that, Tim McGraw and Sandy Hook Promise and David Axelrod. We already know the answer to that. You know that we know the answer to that. And yet you just keep plowing on ahead looking for the low-info voter, the scared sheep. That's who you're looking for. That's who you're trying to cultivate. You're looking for the scared sheep. But I got to tell you, scared sheep out there, the ones that are coming that are trying to get you to look their way, they are the wolves. They're the ones that will lead you to a slaughter. They're the ones that are really the base of evil. If they get out there and disarm you, they're liable for that. They're the ones with the blood on their hands. Bear that in mind, frightened sheep. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. To the phones we go. Ben in Michigan. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
How you doing today, Bill?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Hey, I just want to point out to you and all your listeners that rich people do not get drunk and rich people do not do drugs. You know how I know this?
Because they say so?
Because we just had another drill here, or a crackdown, clean streets. I don't know what they changed the name of it, but this is the second one in, less than a month, I think it is.
Right.
And the only part of town that they're hitting is low-income part of town. They're not hitting the rich part of town. So to me, that means that rich people don't get drunk. They're not pulling over rich people because, you know, rich people don't get drunk. So there's no sense being up there in that part of town. They don't do drugs, so there's no sense being up there in that part of town. But my problem is, though, is that they're violating our civil rights because people are just walking down the street and they're stopping these people, asking them for ID, and these people ain't aware that their rights are being violated, and they're going along with this program here in this town, and it's conditioning is what it is for the less fortunate people that ain't awake like me and you.
Well, see, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get some. I've sent out some feelers into various parts of the military community, the active military community, and what I'm trying to find out is from, and not just anybody. I've got some targeted individuals I'm trying to reach out to. And I want to find out what's going on with this. I want to find out about this Jade Helm thing. I've heard about the Jade Helm thing. I've heard about the explosions happening in the States and everything else. But only in certain sources. Now, that doesn't mean it hasn't happened, but I got to find some things out about it. And then I'm probably going to go insane. Who knows? I don't know what I do with that.
Well, let's just say this, Bill. We'll put some minds at ease, okay? Kind of put your mind at ease, because let's just say there's a natural disaster to happen. Okay, let's say an asteroid hits somewhere in the United States. Okay. Now, if our government wasn't prepared and ready to help the people, I'd be pretty ticked off about that. I'd be pretty mad about that. Now, what they're doing. If there was a bank holiday come next Monday, and people are being ignorant, which we know that there's a lot of them out there in our society that will not do what they're supposed to do. They'll rob, they'll loot, they'll murder, they'll kill, they'll rape. Would you be, I know that you're well armed, you're well capable of protecting you and your family, but there's a lot of people out there, women, that are not able to do that. Would you think that it's such a bad idea that the military are on the street? I don't like the military on the street. I really don't. But do you think it's such a bad idea if such a thing happened that they're there to protect these less fortunate people?
Well, yes, because that's not the military's job.
Well, I understand that. It's the militia, and it's our National Guard.
It's not the military's job. It's the state's job. It's the local municipality's job. And it's a job that's impossible to actually execute because they just can't be everywhere at the same time. And I don't like seeing innocent people get hurt, even innocent gun grabbers. You know, I don't like that at all. However, you know, it's like me getting out there and saying, don't jump out of an airplane without a parachute on.
Right.
If they jump out of the airplane without the parachute on, there's not a whole lot of things that I can, you know, I've warned them. It's all based upon studies after study. You know, I don't know how many studies have actually been done. It's actually been probably just a presumption that if you jump out of an airplane at 10,000 feet plus, that you're probably not going to survive that rapid deceleration when you hit the ground.
Well, let me ask you. I've been doing my research. I can't pronounce words. I got a speech disorder, so excuse me.
Well, sometimes I have problems myself. So.
Well, I'm not ashamed of it. The Kata-Cosby Law. Okay, I've been doing research, and Bush changed it, and then Obama changed it even farther. Now, has it been abolished? Has it been?
Are you talking about the Posse Comitatus?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know exactly what the status of that is. But I mean, here's the thing that as far as that goes, I mean, this is the truth of the matter. It's one thing to get them to go out and do an exercise. Okay. I mean, when I was stationed stateside at two different places, and most of the time we stayed on in our training area because we tore a lot of stuff up. Just with our vehicles, just riding around, we tear a lot of stuff up. So they didn't really want us off post. But getting out there and dismounting and getting on the ground and flying over and everything else, it's one thing to train. It's quite another thing to get them to go out there and actually go start pulling triggers. And that's a thing that I think a lot of people miss.
Well, what happens if one of these helicopters malfunctions over a big, large city and crashes? You know? Or... what happens if some, you know, they, Lord forbid, that some mistake was happening where somebody gets shot and killed or, you know, I don't agree with the military on the streets at all, period, bottom line, especially what's going on over my head here lately. You know, it's just on a lower level with the state and Homeland Security and Border Patrol, but still yet, where our rights are being violated, our civil rights are being violated. I mean, they flying around to midnight with this helicopter, man, buzzing over all night, man, you know, and it's like I said last time, they pulled over 200 people, but they only arrest one person for drunk driving. To me, that seems like a waste, you know? But I just, you know, as far as it ain't right, period, what's going on. There's something going on. It's obvious something's going on. You know, I was going to ask you, and I'm not thinking about this because I'm getting old, losing my memory here. What is it within 100 miles of our border there's no constitutional law or anything?
I've never heard that. I've never heard of that.
Well, I've been trying.
Are you talking about on our side?
I guess so. Just learning about it, that they're all the way around the United States of America, within 100 yards, there's no, I don't know, constitution don't exist or something or another.
Well, 100 yards or 100 miles.
100 miles, I mean.
Well, I mean, maybe the 100 yards thing, possibly. I don't know. I've never looked into that because I don't hang out in dangerous places.
I'd be right in that, right on the border of Canada. Man. I mean, I could spit across to Canada, you know.
What's the name of the community you live in where they're doing all of this stuff, by the way?
It's in St. Clair County.
St. Clair.
St. Clair, Michigan. You can look up, the local newspaper ain't really reporting on it too much. They're changing their stories, too. But probably the Times Herald, I really don't want to say my town. I got a lot of people that don't like me, and they abuse me on YouTube, Bill.
Oh,
you know
well.
What I mean? They post my address online and all that good crap, you know.
What a bunch of nice guys.
Yeah, well, that's because we're spreading the truth, you know. We're trying to, I'm not so much spreading the truth. I'm just trying to learn. I'm trying to educate myself, and that's the most important thing, is educate myself, and then I can know, you know, I do my own research. I don't believe you. I don't believe anybody else. I listen to you, and then I do my research, but you never lie. You know, you're right on point all the time anyway, you know.
Well, sometimes I do get it wrong, but I try not to. I'm not trying to pull any shrouds over anybody's eyes or anything.
Right. You know, that's like me. I watched the helicopter flying over last Friday here, and a meteor or something came down, and looked like, I ain't lying, dude. I got it on film. It looked like it bounced off the helicopter, man, blade and shot straight down, you know. But that could be a trick of the eye. It could have been way miles, miles up in the sky, whatnot. But right after that, they never came back.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, it was weird, you know. And I posted on YouTube. People say, oh, you Photoshopped that in there. I didn't Photoshop nothing, you know. I was sitting there watching it, and when it happened, I go, wow, did you see that, you know. So, yeah, it was pretty cool, you know. But I just, like, trying to educate myself and learn things about this, especially this James Helm, because something ain't right here with this, you know. And people, they're going to come take the guns.
I've got to find some stuff out about that, because that's supposed to be a special operations setup, and I just don't see Spec Ops stripping guns. That's just not what they do. And I just don't see that at all.
You know, a lot of people say, well, these, you know, they're this and they're that. I don't see American soldiers doing it, period. I don't care how many orders you get your orders to. I just can't. I mean, it, to me, like, if you were in the military right now and I was in the military right now, we had orders to go into a town and take people's guns and anybody resists, shoot them. I wouldn't do that, you know?
That's got to be the last word, Ben. I'm running out of time. Stay safe. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. One of the things that I find amusing, some people would call it a wonder, is that for some people, reality is seen as like a social construct. It's something that's just stuck out there, just happens. And then it becomes optional when it's that way. If somebody finds something, you know, a particular reality offensive or inconvenient, they just change it. They just change reality. Like the chant, hands up, don't shoot, which was echoed during street demonstrations and rioting and even in the halls of Congress, on television, all over the place. The lie was that Michael Brown had held up his hands and surrendered to a white racist Ferguson police officer, Darren Wilson, who then shot him in cold blood. Reality was quite different, and even after it was proved beyond a shadow of a doubt, the reality was entirely different. It didn't matter. Hands up, don't shoot became the chant across the land. Then there's President Barack Obama. President Barack Obama swapped five Taliban terrorists for U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who's now charged with being a deserter. And he gave us some historical insights as he was trying to justify this stupid move that he made. He said the exchange of prisoners is what happens at the end of wars. That was true for George Washington. That was true for Abraham Lincoln. That was true for FDR. That has been true of every combat situation, that at some point you make sure you try to get your folks back, and that's the right thing to do. Little bit of a historical problem with that, though. George Washington became president in 1789. That was 6 years after the Revolutionary War, after the Revolutionary War was done. In 1783, there were no prisoners for him to exchange. Lincoln was assassinated April 14, 1865. The Civil War ended June 2, 1865. Lincoln was dead and didn't have the opportunity to exchange prisoners at the end of the war. Franklin D. Roosevelt died of a stroke April 12, 1945. War in Europe ended May 8, 1945. The Japanese Empire surrendered August 15, 1945. The historical fact of business is that none of the presidents that Obama mentioned was in office at the time his war ended, so how in the world could they have made prisoner swaps, as he asserted? Now, gun control advocates argue that stricter gun control laws would reduce murders. They ignore the fact that Brazil and Mexico and Russia have some of the strictest gun control laws, but murder rates higher than ours. On the other hand, Switzerland and Israel have higher gun ownership rates than we, but much lower murder rates. And these are the realities that gun controllers ignore. They look at this reality as a social construct. Therefore, we must change it. Another reality completely ignored in the gun control debate is that is the reason the Founding Fathers gave Second Amendment protections. Alexander Hamilton wrote and meant when he wrote, if the representatives of the people betray their constituents, there is then no recourse left but the exertion of that original right of self-defense, which is paramount to all positive forms of government. Thomas Jefferson wrote, what country can preserve its liberties if its rulers are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance? Let them take arms. So, you figure out what they were talking about. So, it seems pretty cut and dry to me. My reality is what they say. That's the thing about news and politicians. If news and politicians would simply do what they're supposed to do, it would be a very dull time. It wouldn't be nearly as cool. CNN wouldn't have nearly the kind of sets and cameras and editing capabilities that they have to make their stuff look so glossy and everything. It would be quite dull, actually, and money would be spent on things actually of some probable substance. Yeah. Have you ever thought, let me ask you a question. Have you ever, when you look at a presidential campaign, right, and you see the astronomical amounts of money that people will spend to get a job, and I know it's not about the pay, all right, it's never been about the pay. Barack Obama, I think, has spent probably in excess of $1 billion to have a job that pays him, I think, right at $2 million over the course of 4 years. So he spent in excess of $1 billion to earn and a little bit shy of $4 million. So it's not about how much money he earned. It's about the power. There's no doubt about it. But in excess of $1 billion to be president of the United States, and yet these guys are the same ones out there that want to tell businesses that they have to raise the minimum wage to over $15 an hour. Or they want to tell companies that make ammunition that you can't make it no more because it does something that doesn't really exist. They're constantly being anti-business, anti-commerce, while they fritter away enormous amounts of money. And for what? For what? To be president of the United States, to transform fundamentally the nation. That's temporary. As bad as things are now in the United States, everything that is there right now today is temporary. You get that, right? At any time that we choose, you and me, anytime we choose to end this folly, we can do so. We can do it peacefully, or we can do it, you know, another way. If we do it peacefully, it takes a little, you know, coalescence. It takes a little bit of activism. It takes a little bit of getting together. It takes a little bit of looking past certain things, which we don't seem to be very good at on the conservative side. For some reason, we cannibalize our own. You think I'm kidding? Watch this run-up in the GOP. Watch them go after each other vociferously. And then each time, let's say Jeb Bush is the, you know, he's the presumptive guy that everybody would like to see, right? That's what Karl Rove will tell you. Let's say he's the surviving guy. After they have savaged Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio and Scott Walker and Donald Trump and Ben Carson and all these other guys, Karl Rove is going to go out there after saying that Ben Carson was an idiotic amateur. He's going to go after Ben Carson and say, we want your support for him, for Governor Bush. And Ben Carson will give it. Ben Carson will give it because politics is the strangest of animals. And they will say, well, the GOP comes together. No, that's not coming together. That's not coming together. You got a couple of people out there right now going after Hillary right now. They're going after Hillary. And O'Malley and O'Malley, and Bernie Sanders. Is anybody out there that thinks that Bernie Sanders has a snowball's chance of being anything more than what he is, which is a fringe, maniacal, crazed man that gets to call himself senator? O'Malley is such damaged goods politically, I don't know that he could become dog catcher in Maryland, in any part of Maryland, where he comes from. His hand-picked successor to be governor when he was out of office, well, lost. That's power. So they're out there. They're lobbing softballs and everything at Killary. But who knows? Who knows? So beware the look upon reality as a social construct. It is not a social construct. It is actually reality. Reality is boring. It's dull. It is only recently that we've begun to dress up the news, and we clamor for it. We as a nation clamor for the news. We have turned the Kardashians into celebrities for what exactly? What talent do they bring to the table? Honey Boo Boo. I'm ashamed sometimes when I look at some of this stuff. When I look at what has become celebrated here in the United States, I'm ashamed. And that's because reality has become a social construct. Let's get away from that, shall we? Coming up next, Dr. Linda Lagerman, SSRIs, and the fight she just waged in New Mexico. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.